Without looking to Krishna's lotus feet, all religious, political, and social endeavors will fail. It is not possible to make progress as long as our desires are anchored in the material world. In this regard, there is a story of a bridegroom's party who had to go to the bride's house down the river. It was settled that they would start at night by boat and reach the destination early in the morning. Therefore, at night, after supper, the jubilant party got aboard the boat, made themselves comfortable, and instructed the boatman to start. Since all the members of the party were seated comfortably, and since the river breeze was very pleasant, they slept soundly that night. In the morning, they all got up early, but to their astonishment, they saw that the boat had not moved an inch toward the destination, even though the boatmen had rowed vigorously all night long. Finally, after inquiring, they found that despite the boatmen's rowing, the boat had not moved because they had failed to raise the anchor. The marriage ceremony was thus spoiled because of a foolish mistake. Our present civilization is therefore a mistaken civilization because the mistaken leaders have forgotten to raise the anchor of attachment. Instead, the anchor is being more and more firmly fixed because they have structured the social order on the basis of sense gratification. This sense-gratifying social and political setup, maintained by various plans and schemes, has been described in Bhagavad Gita as follows. Kamam ashtitya dushpurum dumba mana mandaviti mohad griha vashat grahan pravartat tante suchi virta chintam arpya meyam cha pralayantam upashita kamo pabhoga paramam eva etavad iti nishchita. Quote, the demoniac, taking shelter of insatiable lust, pride, and false prestige, and thus being illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent. Their belief is that to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, there is no measurement for their anxiety. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 16:10-11. The leaders, like the boatmen, are all illusioned. They mislead us into taking some temporary benefit, but how long can their plans and schemes go on? If they persist until they die of heart failure or are killed by assassins, then another just like them takes their place. Even the so-called philosophers of modern society are captivated by material name and fame, and so they do not lead the general populace in the proper direction. Thus, the anchor of life remains deeply fixed within the waters of nescience for the purpose of sense gratification, and thus our so-called civilization rots in a stagnant pool. Because we are not moving, we are always in the same port of problematic life. All schemes are only useless scraps of paper in the face of war, famine, earthquakes, and other disasters. All these disasters are warnings from Mother Durga, and by them she confirms her eternal superiority over the illusioned plan makers. The different weights on the anchor which keep us grounded in material life are our attachments to the material body due to our ignorance of spiritual facts, our attachment to kinsmen due to bodily relations, our attachment to our land of birth and our material possessions, our attachment to material science, and our attachment to religious forms and rituals without knowing their true purpose. All these anchor the boat of the human body in the material universe.